You know, Producer Sam, I've often said it, that I feel very fortunate that we get to come in and do this show every morning and talk to people. Thanks, everyone's calling about Relationship Wednesday, and it's the whole, we're talking about food again on this show.
I'm so hungry.
And we love to do it. We love talking about food. And here's author Fina Scroppo, who is with us again. Healthy Italian is her new book. The book is available where, by the way?
It's available everywhere. Chapters in to go across the country. It'll be in Costco warehouses this week, end of week, which is exciting, online at amazon.ca and chapters.ca.
Now, it's a nice size book. Is there a giant size for when it goes in Costco? Like, is it like it fits in the cart?
But you can fill it up with 20 of them if you like.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so if you had to describe, and I'm going to ask you to do it right now, people in their cars are busy doing this thing. If someone said, The Healthy Italian, it's a cookbook. What is the book about, and why is it The Healthy Italian Cookbook?
The Healthy Italian basically takes authentic traditional Italian recipes, all your favorites that Nonna, Grandma, used to make that you love, and it's made with healthier for you ingredients. Things like whole grains, leaner meats, less salt, less sugar, fresh vegetables, all those great things.
How did you decide that you were going to write a book? Because I think with the explosion of the Food Network and authors like yourself, we've all become foodies, and we all think we're pretty creative in the kitchen, and we think, I think I would like to write a book. Maybe it's the healthy German or the healthy whatever. Like, how did you decide to do this?
I wish it was that easy. Yeah. It's not. I mean, this is really a life passion project for me. I've helped many cookbook authors, self-published authors, bring their works to fruition. And I had a passion. I'm a journalist by trade. I had a passion for cooking. I merged the two together, and from my experience helping others do this, my family is passionate about cooking. As you can tell, I love it.
Yeah.
And so I married stories, personal stories, to make connections to food.
Can you share one with us?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's simple things like on Sunday mornings, I always knew it was Sunday morning, not because, you know, I had it marked on the calendar, not because an alarm clock was buzzing to tell me so. It was because I could smell the tomato sauce simmering on the stove. And I can imagine already, you know, mom's there sizzling the garlic and dad's rolling the meatballs as mom is preparing the sauce.
So
it's probably homemade pasta. I mean, you could just smell it.
Yeah.
It's wafting in the bedrooms, and it's waking us up. That was our wake-up call on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to things like, you know, our potato salad. You know, people think, oh, potato salad, just another potato salad. But for me, potato salad represents Sunday mornings. Again, you know, I'm sorry, coming back to Sundays, but there's many more days in the week that remind me of food and the dishes. But every Sunday morning in the summertime at 7:30 in the morning, there'd be wake-up calls. The women would be calling each other because that was family picnic day.
Yeah.
And the women would be calling each other and talk about the menu. And that on that menu was always potatoes.
This is more about food, isn't it? This is about family.
This is about food and family,
food and
for
family.
The love of both, right?
Yeah.
Because really, it's about bringing the family together. It's bringing the family to the table. It's enjoying those meals. It's inspiring each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about meals. It's inspiring each other to just be together,
yeah,
to do something together, and to really enjoy it.
That's huge.